This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are still way more male CEOs out there than female CEOs, by a long shot, as we all know. Also, more male COOs, chief operating officers, than female COOs. But in the tech industry, at some of the high-growth names, that is possibly, maybe, changing. Places like Airbnb and Pinterest and the video streaming platform Twitch all have women in the number two spot. Why and what that might suggest is the subject of a piece by Lee Gallagher. She is an editor-at-large at Fortune magazine, also one of our Friday regulars. Lee, it's great to talk to you.
Kai, great to be here. Thank you.
It's weird, though, not on a Friday, right? I mean, you know.
I know. I can't, like, get my arms around it.
Do me a favor, would you, and help us all understand what exactly a COO does, would you?
Well, it's funny. That's precisely kind of the hard thing. It's sort of a shapeshifter because it really varies company to company, industry to industry, and even CEO to CEO. Hmm. But it's effectively, you know, second banana. It's number two.
Right.
And in old sort of Fortune 500 arena that's sort of used as a succession tool itself, executives are often put in that role with the understanding that they'll take the top role. But what I really looked at was the way the role has evolved and is evolving in the tech world,
right,
which is a very different beast.
Well, let me actually get back to, it's not the origin myth, certainly, but in Silicon Valley and for the purposes of this piece, Sheryl Sandberg at Facebook is sort of the ground zero, right?
Yes, she was ground zero, patient zero in this whole trend. And one of the reasons why we see so many female COOs is because everyone wants, quote unquote, a Sheryl. I have a source in the story who says people think they can get a Sheryl as if it's just as simple as ordering one on Amazon. I mean, like, it's a thing. And that's true. And look, I mean, Sheryl Sandberg was brought into Facebook when Facebook didn't have a business model, didn't know how it was going to make money, was not making money. Within 3 years, it had just totally professionalized, monetized, and, you know, granted, they're in the foxhole dealing with its biggest crisis to date now, as we know. But that partnership has really been something that many credit as for the company's success.
Okay, so let me break it down from there and ask you two related questions. One is there something about high-growth technology companies that lends themselves to COOs who are women of high ability? And also, what is it about these women? Because there is certainly a type of woman that you profile in this piece who has the character attributes that make these companies sing.
So the first is, what is it about tech? Well, there's one thing in particular, and it is young male founders. We will have more females one day, but it's mostly male. What's shifted is that the VCs who used to bring in sort of what was called adult supervision in the form of a seasoned executive, witness Eric Schmidt at Google or Meg Whitman at eBay, that's not happening anymore because there's so much competition to be able to fund these companies that being founder-friendly has become an important principle for the VCs to have. So the founders are staying, and that requires the need for a really strong number two. And so why women? Well, a couple things. I mean, I think there's a lot of seasoned talent out there. I think that's one thing. Number two, you know, you want to be careful about saying these things, but I think, you know, we know that the way men and women lead are different.
Yeah.
Women over-index on humility, and they're very good consensus builders, very good at multitasking, and these are all the things that are required to be a really good number two.
Do you think that this current crop, as it were, of female COOs in Silicon Valley means in, I don't know, 10 years? Because some of these women are young, right? I mean, do you suppose it means in 10 years we're going to see a bunch of female CEOs at these companies?
Well, that's the big question. And that is what we're waiting to see. And I think it's going to be shorter than 10 years. I think, I mean, one of the sources in the story said, we'll know in 2 to 5 years. These women are going to be ready to be poached for these top CEO jobs, whether it's, you know, at their existing companies or more likely at a different company. And that could be in tech. Right. It could be in another company because every company is trying to be a tech company now. So we'll know. And the only question is, will the boards, the recruiters, the hirers, you know, have the faith that these women can, in fact, take the reins and lead this company into the future?
Well, look, then you got to get the boards out of the bro culture thing, right? I mean, that's the deal with Silicon Valley.
Right. Well, that's another reason why this is happening. Having a woman COO lets you say, we are diversifying our C-suite, everyone.
Yeah.
And they are. Listen, this is a very senior role. I don't mean to downplay the significance of having all these women in this tippy-top role. It's important because then they bring in more women in other roles. But I think everybody knows that we need more women CEOs. So here's a whole bunch of pre-qualified, really competent ones right there ready for it.
Lee Gallagher, editor-at-large at Fortune Magazine, writing about COOs in Silicon Valley who just happen to be women. Lee, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kai.
There is a bit more of my conversation with Lee that we couldn't make fit for the radio, including Sheryl Sandberg and whether she might ever leave Facebook. You can hear that bit on our Corner Office podcast. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.